My name is LaShawna Etheridge Bang. I'm 40 years old. I served 18 and a half years in several different facilities for murder.
Tall, well-dressed, and driven, a product of growing up poor in Southeast D.C.
That's pretty much where everything happened. My decline in terms of my life snowballing out of control, all of the bad decisions that led up to that incident, the drug abuse, the violence.
Life on the streets was a fight for survival.
I was addicted to marijuana, hanging out with all the wrong crowds. So I carried weapons. That wasn't uncommon. I was just immersed in a whole culture of crime. I had almost become like immune to violence. The thought of taking someone's life didn't even really seem real because people were dying all around me all the time.
Jackie Craig, a mother of three who now works in a D.C. safe house for women, spent about 20 years in various prisons, mostly for drug-related offenses.
At a very young age, I lost my parents, and I lost a daughter at the age of 15, and I just started using drugs, I guess, to kill the pain.
Remember all their About 75% of incarcerated women have mental health issues. Many are survivors of severe abuse.
And unfortunately, when they get into prison, those histories of trauma and abuse oftentimes are replicated within the prison itself.
Amy Fettig, senior attorney with the ACLU's National Prison Project, says most women won't report being raped by prison staff.
Because quite frankly, it's always going to be the word of an officer against the word of a prisoner.
In Craig's experience, it's common.
Male officers will bring Victoria's Secret garments in and have sex with the women, forcibly.
She's seen it firsthand.
The room has four corners. You're in one corner, so the officer's in the other corner having sex with the girl.
Sarah Short is one of the three American hikers imprisoned in Iran. And while that was no picnic,
in Iran, you will never have a male guard in a female section.
She can't imagine what it would be like.
For women that have already been through so much abuse and are often in prison for the first place because of an abusive husband, having male guards have total power over them is cruel and unusual punishment.
And if a guard gets caught, they can just go work at a different facility.
We've actually seen that happen, where people have resigned rather than be investigated for sexual abuse and get hired by another jurisdiction.
Attorney Deb Golden with the D.C. Prisoners Project. So why should we care?
We can throw people away in prison for years at a time, but 97% of all prisoners return to our communities. And it's up to us to decide how they return. Are they going to be brutalized, raped, degraded while they're inside, and then return to the community, broken, distrustful, with no job skills? Or are we going to treat them justly and humanely, as we would want to be treated?
Lori London, WTOP News.